What a night it was over on NXT 2.0, and especially with all the people from the main roster that showed up. I understand most of them because a lot of them had time in NXT UK and it's about to close down. So yeah, they're giving their last little thing to it. I get it all. And it's going to lead to some pretty decent matches, I do believe. But I'll go over it all after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a Wrestling Whiskey Short. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully you guys are having as good and productive of a day as I am. It's actually turned out really, good. And I finally just got done watching NXT. Only got to see the hour version with the commercials and probably a lot of talking taken out of it. Because as we all hear me say all the time, my DVR either works impeccably and gets all kinds of stuff or it just doesn't work at all. Thank you, Hulu. But a lot learned from watching NXT from last night going into Worlds Collide, which I'm still super stoked about because they always put on good matches and there's a lot of talent come from over there. There's a few things, matches where we're all looking at going, no way in hell this person's winning, but I could be completely wrong. And there will be a preview show before it coming up here in a few days. But the amazing thing about the show to me, just in the hour I got to see, was how many guys from the main roster showed up on the thing. Like, there was a lot of them. Whole lot of them. I'm not even really, complaining. Because a lot of them, it made sense why they were there. And I'm completely okay with it. Some of them made more matches for the card, which, I don't know how to feel about some of it just because, this is NXT UK. It's like last hurrah. There should be people that could fill all these spots without people coming down from the main roster. But there were people that came down that were once over there in NXT UK. So, it made sense to see as many people as we did as their last hurrah. But seeing Finn Balor down there doing his thing, I thoroughly enjoyed Finn as champion. Yeah, I'm sure everyone enjoyed it when he came back down not that long ago. And was champion for a little bit there. I like Finn. When they let him go and he's not handcuffed by stupidity, Finn Balor is one of the best going. Now, it's just there's always been so much stupid in his career. And anyone that tries to deny that, please stop. Because lots of dumb there. But it's always good to see him down there, especially when he's just in a talking role. Because they have everything going on in the main roster, Judgment Day, Edge, Mysterios, all of that. So it's like he's coming down to win the title again. But to see him there as how big of a face he has been and how much he has meant to the NXT brand, I was okay with that one. I think that, his match on Saturday in Wales is going to be, really, really good. We all know what he could do in the ring. I just thought it was fitting. Very fitting to see him show up right before it again, just because, everything, just like Butch, Pete Dunne, whatever we're calling him, Butch, we saw a picture of him in the Pete Dunne gear, like, we heard it's coming, Pete Dunne's coming back, please, God, stop that, stupid, but, and we got to see Finlay, and, Tyler Bate, the giant tablet, to listen to what Pete Dunne, Butch, again, I don't know, somewhere in between, but to listen to him do it, and look how much he meant to NXT. I mean, he was a champion for a very long time, which was really, he was one of the class act best champions that they had, in my opinion, because he is really good, even if he's like the size of this pen anymore. And I mean, like, he's just zero body fatted down. He's in incredible shape, and he can go, but it was okay to see him. And we got to see Fit Finlay, which is always a good thing. If you don't like seeing Fit Finlay, what's wrong with you? Like, that was really good. I did appreciate, seeing that. Shayna coming down to talk to Mandy. And we saw how many times Shayna was champion. And everything that she accomplished there with Marina Shafir. And what's her name? Sorry, not good at remembering them. They were just kind of there. And that was all they were good for. And then they were gone. But to see them with all, her down there made sense. Gunther. No one can say anything about what he did for NXT UK as champion. No one can take anything away from that. Granted, you can, say some things about how long his title reign was, because, COVID shut everything down. So that added a bunch of time to it where he didn't get to do anything. Granted, again, not his fault. And look at the matches he was having. I mean, look how much people wanted to see him and Ilya go at it, in the rematch. And that tells you enough. People that are that differently sized, like the size of Gunther, Walter at the time, and look at Ilya. Nowhere near the same. And the matches that they put on, he could put on matches with big guys, little guys, like he put on hell of a thing. And he was a great champion for NXT UK until they brought it all over here. Just look at the match. But look at him and Ciampa. The match that they put on. There was a lot of good stuff there. And we know he's going to, I think he's got a hell of a good run coming on the main roster as long as they don't screw it up. And I don't think they're going to. I think with the, how good he was as champion, then you just look at him and Ludwig and just look at the shape they got themselves into. I mean, they did the work. They continued to do the work. They put on great matches. I still wish that, he wouldn't be, the dude wouldn't be Giovanni Vinci and it would still be all of them in Imperium. I thought that would have been really cool. Yeah, just as an actual faction that was around for forever to put them on the main roster that way. But we all know how Vince was with, groups. They come, they get fired. So, or he breaks them up. So at least they didn't do it that way, which, Ludwig was more than a mouthpiece. But again, look what Gunther, Walter, whatever you want to call him, look what he meant to the NXT UK brand, NXT as a whole, not him as Intercontinental Champion, I think is great. Do I want him to change the belt? Yeah. Never been a fan of that one, sorry. Like, the United States one kind of grew on me. That one I just didn't like. But the matches he's putting on as Intercontinental Champion is phenomenal. Him and and Sheamus getting ready to go at it. That's going to be amazing. That's going to be crazy amazing. I'm even telling Hannah's dad, well, I know it's your birthday, but I'm watching this first before we come over there to do anything. And I'm pretty sure he's okay with that. He understands. Yeah, I got things to do there, bro. But that's going to be phenomenal. We got to see Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop come down and challenge Caden Cameron, Katana Chance for the NXT Women's Tag Titles. Again, Doudrop. Nikki, look at names that came from over there. Regardless of what her name is now, I heard they're trying to get the copyright, trademark to get that name back. But as of right now, she's still Doudrop. But look what she meant over there. She had a great run over there before they ever brought her over here. I hated her coming in as Eva Marie's heavy. I thought that was just dumb. Pretty sure we all agreed with that. And look how quick she was gone. Just didn't work. But amazing thing. And that's another good match. Again, do I think there's, tag team that was already down there in NXT or from over in NXT UK that could have came in just to have that match? Yes. But as these two have actually been a team for so long and they're both from over there, all of that, I'm completely okay with that one just because of that. Look where they've been. From over there, over here, main roster, NXT. I'm completely okay with them going in just because of what it is. And it's really the last hurrah for NXT UK before it becomes NXT Europe. So, again, it could have been talent to do it, throw someone together. But it makes sense for those two to be there because of their history. Rhea showing up again. Look at the history she had. Look at the run she had there at the end of NXT before she went to the main roster and she got pushed a little and then used whatever word you'd like to fill in. I have nothing nice, so I'm choosing not to say a word. But I think the Judgment Day thing has been working okay with it, but have her back down there before. Again, look at her. NXT champion. Look at her with just all of it for through her career in UK and here. That made sense for her to be there. Ciampa. Get LeBron that speech, and they have history. And in between working together, working against each other, all of that. So that made sense for him to be, down there before. Am I a fan of him with the Miz thing? No, just because I think he's way better than that. He can do it on his own. But sooner or later, someone's going to turn on someone, and that'll be a hell of a program. I thought it was going to happen already. We had the chance at the U.S. title. I was just waiting for something dumb to happen. It didn't. We're going to drag it out. But him being down there was great. And then Ricochet coming down and challenging Carmelo Hayes for the North American Championship. That's going to be great. I'm happy that we at least get to see Ricochet show what he can do a little bit longer than we normally got to see under Vince's regime. It's kind of like Apollo Crews. Why'd you call him up? Literally, Called him up, nothing. Just like Ricochet. Called him up. He had those tag title matches like every week with Aleister Black, or the artist formerly known as Aleister Black. And then what the hell has he been used for? He just goes out there and gets mauled in a few minutes. So I'm okay with him coming down there. And I think that'll be a good exclamation point. You know, that one could very likely, very well steal the whole show with the talent they have there. But, you know, most of them really do, you know, make a lot of sense. It's just appearances. You know, no offense to Nikki and Doudrop or Kaylin Katana. Like, I'm not holding that to be one of the greatest things. Yeah, that's going to happen, but that one there with Ricochet, that could be really something special. So a lot of guys showed up, though. Like every time I was in there, I was like, I was only in an hour because, again, they screwed me out of a bunch of it. Thank you, DVR, again. But, yeah, just to see how many, I'm like, okay, they're there. She's there. He's there. He's there. She's there. Like, they pulled out all the stops. And, again, most of them, one, two, skip a few, three, four, five. Six of them had, you know, big thing, or part of the UK brand and champion and all kinds of stuff. So it completely makes sense if that's how they're going to end it properly. And I think they're going to put on a lot of great matches. Look at all the triple threats, title unifications. Like, there's so much happening. Tyler Bate, he looks like a little fellow, but I love, you know, his wrestling ability. Just to see him against Braun is very intriguing to me. Again, we're going to go over it more in detail. Couldn't get over the fact that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I caught 9 main roster guys, you know, superstars, gals, all of it in 1 hour of NXT that I got to catch. That was pretty cool. Most of it actually made a lot of sense. So I'm looking forward to Sunday. I'm really looking forward to Saturday. Looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a long day, but it's exciting stuff for me. So that's where I'm going to leave it, though. There's a quick short just on all of that and why most of it makes sense to me. So make sure do you watch it, subscribe, like it, comment on it, share it out. And if you're listening, same thing goes for you guys. You know, the more you share it, the better it is for all of us. And really, let me know what you think about everyone that was there. So they pulled out a lot of stops on that one, and miraculously, most of them made sense. But enjoy your week. I'll be back here in a few days. And until then, my friends, peace.